These next two episodes, we're going to be sharing a private Zoom I did about how I bought $4 million of real estate in 2022, bringing the total amount of real estate that we currently own to about $10 million. And so I'm going to share with you my journey. I'm going to share with you some of the strategies, the unique strategies that I used to buy $4 million of real estate in 2022, and they were all different. So if you're interested in getting creative with the purchasing of real estate and the managing of real estate and the deal structure of real estate, well, this is going to be an amazing two-part series for you. So without further ado, let's go ahead and let's dive in. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanets.
What is going on, my beautiful people? I see some beautiful faces on here. Kirk Huggins, what is up? Sherry, how are you guys doing? Great to see you. Happy Wednesday. You guys excited? Brian Rice. Brian Rice is super active. See him always on the Facebooks. Happy Wednesday, everybody. You guys excited? You guys ready to talk about some real estate? How to buy some real estate? With money, no money, all the money is using other people's monies. Super excited to share this with you guys. So I've always wanted to actually share this complete story, and a lot of times people only see a snapshot. And I think it's important to share the whole story so you understand the process that it takes to get into a position of where someone is today. And especially when it comes to purchasing real estate with no money, there's a process to that. There's a skill involved. There's a certain stepping stone that you must get to in order for that to be something that you could do consistently. I'm not saying that can't happen as a one-off, but if you want to consistently buy real estate or buy anything without using your own money, there is a process behind that. And that's really what I want to share with you, along with like some really cool strategies that we used this year to buy almost $4.5 million of real estate, not using any of our own money. We used 7 different techniques, which I'll get into as we get into the presentation here. And I made a presentation because I was like, if I just talk, I will go off on crazy tangents. So I was like, I need to have notes. I need to have a presentation. And I realized by doing these Zooms that if I have a structure of a presentation, it actually seems to go, it goes away that it should be. And it's entertaining for you guys, and you guys get education. We actually have time at the end. If we do have questions, we can get some answers as well. So again, that's what we're doing today. We are, we're talking about how to buy real estate without no money. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna share my screen. People are gonna start to roll on here, but you guys are the ones who are on here on time. And so I appreciate you guys for being on here on time. And let's go ahead and let's get rock and rolling here. Slideshow. All right. Let's do this, guys and gals. So this is being recorded. At the end, I will share with you guys how you guys can get access to the recording. But take notes. We're about to get pretty tactical here. And hopefully you guys take away something from this. And if you do, please let me know, right? So we're all connected on some way. We're usually, all of us are connected somehow on Facebook or Instagram. But if you guys do get value from this, just let me know, because I enjoy doing these. But the most important thing is that you guys enjoy being part of this. And whether it's you guys in the chat blowing up, or whether you guys get little nuggets, or it allows you to continue to grow your business, or you to buy real estate without any money, I'm just interested to see if it actually helps you guys. So without further ado, how I purchased $4.5 million of real estate in 2022 using none of my own money. So first thing before we get into it, I don't know if you guys are following me on Instagram, but last week I gave away Alex's book. So if you guys haven't got Alex's book, $100 million offers, it is so good, right? It's so good. And I made a really cool offer for everybody who is on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, go to my Instagram at Logan Lee Manzanares. And for everybody who subscribed to Alex's podcast and who wrote a review and sent me a screenshot of their review, I literally sent them a physical copy of Alex's book, right? I think I sent out 8 of these. So I will give that same offer to you guys tonight, right? You must do it tonight, either during the Zoom, after the Zoom, sometime. Like if you want a free copy, a physical copy, like this copy right here, like in your hand, just like this, I will literally buy this for you and put it in your mailbox if you do these two things, right? Go subscribe to Alex's podcast and write a review. That's it. Okay. So if you guys want a free book, that's all I got to do. So again, it's a way for me to show gratitude for Alex. He's someone who's truly changed my life, transformed my life. And honestly, his stuff in there is really so good. It doesn't matter if you're a real estate entrepreneur. Doesn't matter if you're in a fitness entrepreneur. Doesn't matter if you're in a totally separate business. Like, there's so many gold nuggets in there that I truly believe every single entrepreneur should read that book. So go do it. And you can literally get a free book. So who am I? So make this quick. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been born an entrepreneur since 2013. It's when I opened up my gym. I'm a husband to my running mate, Katie. Some of you guys know Katie. She's a stud. She's someone who I super, super appreciate so much. I'm a girl dad, right? I have a teenager, oops. And I have a three-ager is what I had on there. I guess I messed it up here, but I have a three-year-old and a 13-year-old real estate investor. If you guys saw, I just crossed $10 million portfolio. And I call myself a muscular millionaire. This is my own little group I'm part of now that I'm not in the fitness industry. And I'm a curator. I'm a curator of all these ideas, all this content of a lot of my mentors, a lot of the people who I have interactions with on a one-on-one basis, like people's books I read. I like to curate all this knowledge and give it to you guys in a unique and different way through a different lens. So let's talk about this. So my real estate journey, it really started kind of like probably a lot of your guys did. It started when I actually picked up the book Rich Dad Poor Dad. And so I did this in 2015, and it was the book that changed my belief and my thought process around money. And many of you guys probably had this very same epiphany, but the very first chapter, The Rich Don't Work for Money, it like changed the way I was doing my life. At that time, again, I was probably 2 years into my gym. And when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, like if I want to be rich, I can't work for money. And so that led me down a whole new rabbit hole of trying to understand that, you know, being a one-man show, being a solopreneur was not actually the goal. It was just the stepping stone. And so after Rich Dad Poor Dad, I got down on the rest of his books. He actually has some really great books. The Cashflow Quadrant is an amazing book. If you guys haven't read that one, that was really good. It actually defines the difference between a employee, a solopreneur, a business owner, and an investor. So really great book. And then the next book in his, what I call the trilogy is Rich Dad's Guide to Investing. And that is one of my favorite books of all time. It actually talks a lot about mindset, but it's an amazing, great book. I started listening to his podcast. And then I ended up at one of his seminars, his in-person two-day weekend seminars. And I went through the weekend. At the very end, they pitched me on buying a $25,000 or $40,000, I don't even remember how much it was, $25,000 or $40,000 course. And I was like, I am not even close to being ready to buying real estate. I had no money. I didn't have the time. So again, I sold my business. And I was kind of like, after the end of that seminar, that I really realized that two things, like I needed money and I didn't have it. And number two, I needed time. And again, it was either me spending my time on trying to go learn how to do no money on real estate, or for me to go back to focus on my business. And so you guess what I chose? I chose to go focus back on my business. So instead of going forward with that coaching program, I did all the free consumption of information I possibly could. And so I found this site called Bigger Pockets, like many of you guys probably had before. And I started listening to podcasts. And at the time it was probably around episode 300. And I remember listening to episode 300 and I started working myself back all the way to one. And I would go on walks. When I would work out, I'd listen to these podcasts. And the cool thing about listening to the Bigger Pockets podcast is that it was interview style. And so they always had a real estate investor on there that had a unique story and they had a different strategy. And so this is where I started to learn that there was other things to do inside real estate than just buy property, right? I learned about flipping. I learned about doing the Burr method. I learned about wholesaling. There was like other strategies in real estate. I was like, wow, like this is all like something that's brand new to me. And it was cool to hear stories. And then there was a couple people who I really resonated with. I was like, man, if that person can do it, like I can do it, right? And so one of the biggest things that really like transformed my life though, was I was sitting inside this networking group in a local networking group, and it was called Biz to Biz. So if any of you guys have ever been in like a local networking group, it's like sometimes they're called BNI, sometimes they're like the chamber. But this group was specifically, the way it was structured was that there was only one type of business in the group, right? So like in our group, I was the gym owner, the personal trainer. Then there was like a massage therapist. There was an insurance agent. There was a real estate agent. And there was a guy who did blinds, a guy who did closets, all the like the little different service businesses that you have like in a local market. And so really it was just a group. The idea was that, hey, if I had customers and I had leads that served my business, then I could help you in your business. Well, my business specifically as being a personal trainer, I remember I was in that group for almost 2 years and I got about 2 leads. So it wasn't a great group for my specific business, or I should say this, like I wasn't great at it. I wasn't great at using that tool to grow my business. But one of the things that I got in there was this guy. At the end of every single meeting, we would go around and do like our little commercial where we would pitch our product or what we have going on, our service. I would stand up and say, hey, my name is Logan Mazanaris. Right now we're doing a free 6-week challenge. You can come into my gym for 6 weeks and you lose weight for free, right? But at the end of one of these presentations, when we all did our little commercials at the end of one of these meetings, this guy was talking about his real estate and he was talking about his tenants. And I was like, what the heck? Like this guy is not, he's not a real estate agent. His business had nothing to do with real estate whatsoever. And so I was like, but I'm like kind of curious about real estate at this point, right? I just turned down this coaching program. I was listening to Bigger Pockets and I was looking for somebody, looking for something. And so I invited him out to lunch, started chatting with him and realized that he had about like $30,000 in real estate income coming in every single month. And I was like, holy moly, this guy's freaking rich, right? And as I started asking more, I was like, why are you in this group? Like, you don't need the money. Like, you don't need the leads. And he just liked being there because he had friends in these other industries that it was his chance to like, kind of hang out with them. It was like a Thursday morning, like at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. And so I was like, oh my God, like this guy is he's a unicorn in this group, right? Like you don't see this type of person inside these local networking groups of like people who are just trying to get their first dollar. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I got to figure out a way to serve this person, right? Like I know like he is the person who can help me learn about real estate and I don't know what I can offer, but like, I gotta figure out how to get in this guy's airspace. And so I started thinking, I was like, well, I don't have any money. I don't know anything about real estate. And from the outside, it's like, I had nothing to offer this guy. But then I started getting a little more creative and I was like, well, I have the one thing that almost every single person wants. Like, every single person wants to lose weight. And so I said, hey, if I train you for free 2 times a week, will you teach me about real estate? And he, without hesitation, was like, of course. Right. And I was like, okay, awesome. And so that was the start of my first real estate mentor that I got by me training him for free. And after the first 2 weeks, after one of our sessions, I remember sitting down and thinking to myself, Logan, you idiot. You didn't put an end date on how long I would train him for. And at that point, after 2 weeks, I literally asked him every single question I could possibly think of about real estate. And I was like, damn, now I guess I'm committed, right? But I was like, well, I'm the type of person who's like, I fall through my commitment, so I'll just continue to train him to make sure that he gets enough value out of this. And it was one of the biggest blessings to me because while my intention was to like try to extract as much as I possibly could from him, it forced me to just like over-deliver to him and give so much more value. And over the next 9 months, I trained him absolutely free. But what I got from that was not information about real estate. Like, again, I got that in a very short amount of time. But what I got was a relationship with somebody. And that relationship, today, I will show you some of the deals that I'm doing right now. Like some of the deals I'm doing is because of that relationship that I started back in 2015. And so, yeah. And so then at that time, again, I was like, okay. And he was even really instrumental in me, in my business ventures where he was like, dude, like you need to go make more money. Like you need to quit worrying about like trying to go buy real estate with no money and trying to do it all, like the hard way because you have a business, like go figure out how to make money and dump it into real estate. And so in 2017, I opted in to this ad on Facebook where this guy, he promised that he could fill my gym up in 30 days for free. And so I was like, okay, I'm curious. like, I'll opt into that. And after two phone calls, I'm sitting there on the floor of Katie's house, who was at the time, she was my girlfriend at the time. She's now my wife. And I was sitting on her floor listening to this guy pitch me about how he can fill my gym up. And everything he said was just like getting me so excited. And he was talking to me about the process. He was telling me about the offer. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, I feel it. And then he dropped the price on me of how much his mentorship was going to cost me. And it was 10 grand. And I just, like, my heart just sank. And I was like, I really sat there for a good 60 seconds without saying a word. And this guy didn't say anything either. And then I finally broke the silence with two words. These two words, like, they changed my life forever. I said, fuck it. Let's go. And so at that moment, I told him that I have $10,000. Unfortunately, it's underneath my bed in a Crown Royal bag. But on Monday morning, because this was a Saturday, on Monday morning, I'll put it in there. And he took my bank information and got the wire all set up. And by Monday morning, like, that money was gone. And so that for the next 72 hours after I signed up for that program, I was full of emotion. Like, I cried. I was like stressed out. I didn't sleep. And I just like went all consuming on this guy's program. And within 72 hours, I had got his whole system set up. And then I sat down in front of my first prospect. And by the end of that week, I had sold $18,000 in front-end challenges. And by the end of that 30 days, I had sold over $50,000 in front-end challenges. And my life just, like, it literally just changed, literally in a short amount of time. And so if you guys have heard my story before, you guys know that that guy who took my last 10K was Alex Hermosi. And I'm like so grateful that I gave him that money, because that time he was literally a stranger on the internet. Didn't know who he was, didn't know anything about him. The only trust I had in him was that I saw a squat video of him on his Facebook where he was doing like 455 pounds and he was wearing squat shoes and knee sleeves. And I was like, okay, well, you can't fake strength. So I think I should trust him a little bit. And so that was kind of my mentality. And anyway, it would turn out to be one of the best things that's ever happened to me, because what happened in the first 30 days was, obviously, there was a big cash influx, but I ended up giving him, man, I think about $20,000 back to him again to join his next program and continue to learn skills and continue to learn belief. And, you know, within the end of 2017, so that was April 2017, the end of 2017, beginning of 2018, we had actually put $100,000 in our bank account. And it was like one of the times I honestly felt the richest in my life was when I saw that $100,000 sitting in my bank account, and it was clean, right? Like, I didn't owe that money to anybody. Like, it was clean money. And I'm just like, wow, like, I made it, right? That's the way I felt at that time. And I remember sending that screenshot to my wife, Katie, first. And then I actually sent it to Alex as well. And it was just like, I was just so proud. And then, so that was 2018. That was the beginning of 2018. For the rest of 2018, we went through this phase called stacking cash, right? So I see a couple gym lords in here right now. And so, you know, that was a big thing that we talked about was stacking cash. And so 2017, 2018, 2019 were my years of stacking cash. And by the end of 2018, I think we had saved up over $200,000. And we were finally like in a place where now we have all this money sitting in there. Like, what are we going to do? Right? Like, what are we going to do with this money? And so finally, I was like, oh my gosh, now I have money. And then real estate came back into the picture. Right. And so at the beginning of 2019, we actually bought our very first investment property. It was May 2019. We bought a single family home for $240,000 and it was worth $280,000, right? And we put down $66,000. And so you can see over here to the right, if you're watching this, you can see that that's $66,000 that represents the very first investment that we ever made. And again, from 2019 to 2021, our journey into real estate was actually using our own money, right? And so we would find the deals. We would use our own funds. We would finance the deals. We would manage deals ourselves. We literally did all the work. And so we were probably buying, you know, two or three deals a year at most. And we ended up putting about a little over $1 million of our own money into real estate 2019 to 2021. Okay. And so the reason why I tell you that is because after we got into right about in the middle of 2020, like right during the pandemic is when I came across this guy named Chris Crone. And so I had a little bit more time on my hands, just like many of you guys probably did during the pandemic. I started watching YouTube. And at that point, I actually had never watched YouTube ever before. And I came across a guy named Chris Crone. He had so many videos on real estate and I was just really impressed with him. And I felt like this connection to him just through video. Never met this guy before. And probably for about 2 weeks, I just watched as many videos as I possibly could about him. I told my wife, Kate, I was like, hey, I think this guy is our next mentor, right? He's our next Alex, but in the real estate space. And so we ended up getting on a phone call together this time. So my wife, we got on a phone call and the guy who was on the phone, her name was actually Marianne. And she was explaining about all of Chris's programs that he had and how we could invest with him. But his style was not to teach us, kind of like how Alex said. So Alex, with the Gym Launch system, he taught us everything he knew and we were able to learn the skills that we could do it ourselves. Well, in Chris's program, the one that was presented to us anyway, in the very beginning was that we could just like use our money and Chris would go find the deals. He would manage the deals. And we literally just needed to use our money and our credit. And we could buy as much real estate as long as we had cash and we had credit. And I was like, that doesn't necessarily feel like what I really want to do. But you know what? I feel like this guy is someone who I need to get closer to. And so we ended up committing to a $10,000 program with him where we had the ability to purchase like two homes with him. And then after I made that commitment, I was like, do you have anything else, Marianne? I was like, is there any way I can get closer to him? Like, how do I get closer to him? Right. She's like, well, he's got two programs. One of them is $250,000 for the year. And I was like, I don't know about that one. I I've only been watching him on YouTube for two weeks. I'm not sure if that one is, that one's right in the budget at the moment. But she's like, we also have what's called the mastermind or the limitless mastermind. And she's like, with that one, we get to go on retreats. They're focused around business, they're focused around real estate. They're focused around health and personal development. And that one's only $25,000. And I was like, sold. Like, give me that one, right? And so that's what we ended up signing up for with Chris. Again, this was after me only have knowing him for 2 weeks on YouTube. So you can see this judgment and this lack of judgment in character is my biggest downfall, right? Like I just like trust people really, really easily. But again, it's turned out to be two for two on these ones. And so Chris was really the person who changed the way I think about real estate. From a standpoint of, okay, well, we came into the program as we were going to invest like with him, but then because we joined his mastermind, I actually got to see behind the scenes and he taught me his system, his process on how he buys a home almost every single day of the year. And I got to see the behind the scenes, I got to learn his process and really it comes down to this really simple concept, track record, right? And so the story of track record is really simple. Like when you do something once, like nobody's impressed, right? Nobody's impressed when you do something one time. You do it two times, you got lucky, right? The third time you do it though, like, let's have a conversation. And like, that was fundamentally something that I learned is that like, once you have three, also you have a track record, then you can go back and you can show somebody what you've done. And then if you're asking people for money or you're asking people that you can actually, you can follow through on what you say you can do, you can actually show them rather than just tell them. And so that track record was something super instrumental that really stuck with me. And it's what allowed us to do our very first no money down deal in 2021. And so this was a deal that we did with Katie's mom. And again, she obviously was one of the people who was closest to us who actually saw what we were doing. And we ended up using her money to buy so she sold her home and she had about $230,000 in equity. And so we took that $230,000, put it down as a down payment on, at the time it was a two unit property. We turned it into three units and our partnership with her was that you put the down payment down and you live for free for the rest of your life. And so what we did is we put her in the upstairs unit, really cute, one bedroom, one bath, probably 600 square foot apartment. And then the downstairs was a warehouse with a shop connected to it. And so what we did is we converted that warehouse and that shop. We divided it, We sectioned off so the shop was separate from the office. We turned the office into a one bedroom, full bathroom Airbnb. And then we put a full bathroom in the warehouse, and now we rent them out separately. And so one of the units pays for the mortgage, and then the other unit is cash flow. And Katie's mom lives for free. And that was our first version of doing no money down real estate. We're like, oh my gosh, like we just bought this property and we put no money down just because we had a track record and we got creative. We're cash flowing without any of our own money into this property. Like, wow, like this is really, really cool. And so then, but again, like it was like a one-off, like not replicatable. Like I only have one mother-in-law. I only have one, you know, one parent, one mom, one dad. And so like, it wasn't something that was replicatable. And so last year, literally almost 1 year from today. So I believe it was the 10th or 11th of November, I signed up for this community called Sub 2. I found this guy named Pace on my way. I was on my way to Florida to go to Disney World with my family and my mother-in-law. We brought her with us. And I downloaded a bunch of podcasts from YouTube because we had this 4-hour plane trip from Salt Lake City all the way to Orlando, Florida. I was like, man, I need some long podcasts. And so I pulled up my Digger Pockets and I found one of the recent podcasts on there that was, you know, hour and a half. I downloaded it, not knowing anything about it. Just like the length is all I cared about. And all of a sudden I started listening to this interview on the airplane. It was this guy named Pace Morby. I'm like, I never heard of this guy ever before in my life. And I was like, wow, like this guy is saying things about real estate that I had never heard before, ever. And at that point, I was listening to real estate stuff every single day. Like at that point, I was a YouTube junkie. Obviously, I was listening to lots of Chris Crum, but I was also listening to Brandon Turner. I was listening to Kim McElroy. I was listening to Ryan Pineda. I was listening to a lot of the big wigs who were inside the real estate industry. And this guy was just saying unique stuff and different stuff. And I was like, this guy's amazing. And so I looked him up. As soon as the plane landed, I looked him up on Instagram. And lo and behold, where's this guy at? He's at Disney World, like literally at the same place that we're going. And I was like, no way. It's interesting. And so I was like, I'm curious on what park he's going to be at. So if you guys have ever been to Disney World, there's like different parks. And so we didn't go to Disney World that day. We waited, I think like 2 days later, we actually went to, I don't remember the first park that we went to, but, so I just looked at my phone, just curious. I was looking at his stories, and I'm not kidding you. Where is Pace Morby at the same park that I'm at? And I'm like, dude. So I messaged him, and he didn't message me back. I was like, dang it, right? I was like, dang it. So I was like, fine. Well, if this guy's not gonna message me back, then I'm gonna pay him to make sure he talks to me. And so then at that point, I booked a call with one of the salespeople. And so after our Disney World vacation, which I think we spent 4 days at the park, then we sent our kids back with my mother-in-law. We had a day break, and then we went down to Southern Florida, Palm Beach, to a Tony Robbins event. And so on that day break, I scheduled my call with the salesperson for Pace's community. And so I remember getting on the phone call with him and talking to him. And I was like, bro, like, just sign me up. Like, I'm already sold. You don't have to sign. Like, I'm good. Like, sign me up. Right. And so again, if you guys are inside the subject community, you know that it costs like $7,400 or $7,800, something like that. I was like, okay, easy peasy. But then I was like, what else do you got? Right. Of course, that's just kind of what it was. Like, what else do you got? Like, is there any way I can get closer to Pace? And they're like, yeah, he's got this mastermind in about 3 weeks. And yeah, I was like, well, where's it at? He's like, it's in Mesa, Arizona. I was like, interesting. And so I was like, Kitty, pull our calendar up. Like, where are we going to be at in 3 weeks? 3 weeks. We look at the calendar, and our oldest daughter, Kobe, has a swim meet. Guess where it's at? It's at Arizona State University. And I was like, dude, we're in. Sign me up. And so within 3 weeks, we had signed for the mastermind. All we had to do was we had to move our plane ticket up a day, or our plane up a day. And I went to the mastermind and I met Pace, and I got into the Sub2 community. And it was like one of the most amazing communities of real estate. It is by far the most amazing community of real estate. So there's lots of Sub2 people in here. If you're inside Sub2, like, go ahead and like shout out to the roof. Like, hands down, there's no better community. If you're not inside Sub2, look at the chat, right? I'm sure there's lots of people inside the chat right now that are blowing it up. I'm trying to watch the chat. I don't want to get distracted, but it was a community of amazing human beings, right? And really, from a tactical standpoint, there's so many deals. Like, you can literally buy a deal every single day inside this community. There's deal finders. You're going to find partners in there. You're going to find lenders. You're going to find property managers. And that was one of the ways that I was able to buy as much real estate as I was, is because of this group and finding these types of people,